informed, keeping you healthy.
Even more if you live in the Midwest, more snow getting ready to dump on many of those pockets in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, for example. They're not the only ones getting the wicked white stuff and the weather. Here's the problem. Everybody wants snow for Christmas, but the clock of Mother Nature a little bit off as we're still... What, a week and a half away, 2 weeks away from, actually 2 weeks away from Christmas and the holidays, of course, Hanukkah and everything else that everybody celebrates. People like to see snow then. Maybe it'll stick around. Who knows? But not the wind. The wind that feels like it's cutting like a knife through your skin when you walk outside. I feel you. I understand. I've lived through some blizzards myself. Worst part, hands down, is probably shoveling the walkway. I don't know. You might have a different take on this. If you have lived in some winter weather, what's the worst part about serious amounts of snow piling up? We're going to ask our own technical director here right from the get-go on America Tonight, Matt Johnson. Matt, hands down, you grew up in a region with a lot of snow and wintry weather. The hardest part about dealing with it?
I think, yeah, it's definitely clearing off the driveway and the walkway, I think. Well, because the cold weather, you can kind of escape that. You don't have to go outside if it's really nasty, like negative 10 below. You can get out of it, but you still have to go outside to clear the driveway whenever there's snow and it's work and you got to be outside. Sometimes it can be fun, but I don't know. After a couple times, and especially in January when it's always negative 10 out, then I could do without it.
Yeah. And you know what? You feel that fire across your back from leaning over and shoveling. I don't care what kind of shovel you get. I think I said this a couple of nights ago. I think it just takes everything out of you.
Not only that, but you can get the really heavy wet snow, or you'll have just regular snow, but if it's really windy out, even if you use a snowblower, it's blowing all over the place, sometimes right back in your face. You have no idea where it's going. So I think clearing off the driveway and the walkway, that's probably the biggest pain.
Yeah, I agree. You might have a different take on this. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with you as we crisscross all over the place here on America Tonight. Coming up, we have Nailed the Score, and very excited about this because if somebody does nail the score, of course, we have a tremendous prize pack that includes cell phone, movie tickets, and many gift certificates to places that you'll get to eat all over the country in your neck of the woods, you know, like the Olive Gardens and stuff that pretty much everybody has, right? The DQ. There isn't a DQ, but it would be fun, actually, to have a DQ thing in there, I think. Who doesn't want the other kind of blizzard? So here's how it works, and it's coming up in another 7 minutes or so. Randomly, our big computer in Minneapolis chooses the game of the week. We roll it out. You call the digits that I just gave out, 800-259-5791. Pick one side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Just like the lottery, then you are locked and loaded, my friends, and maybe you'll be the next one to nail the score. Because actually, Andrew, who was filling in for Matt at GCN, picked the right score, the Giants beating the Cowboys. Shocking. 31-24. I was stunned when I looked through my list, but he did it. He's not eligible for any of the prizes, so that means it's safe for all of you, right? Let's go to Jared in Illinois. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's in your mind?
It's just been one of them weeks. I had to go up to Green Bay and then down to Milwaukee. Been in the snow all week, so I kind of got a story for you on that. I remember when I was a kid, probably about 13 or 14 years old, woke up. One morning we had about like 6 feet of snow up there in Fargo, North Dakota.
Ooh.
And we had to tunnel out of our house there. It was kind of wild.
Yeah, so tunneling out, did everybody have to pitch in? Because that's a lot of digging.
Yeah, basically, we just kind of started opening a window and started to bucket it out, you know, into the house and kind of work our way back up, make some, you know, some ledges to walk up on, got on top of it and all that good stuff.
Wow, that's, you know, and then,
that's the worst one I remember, anyway.
Yeah, I've heard of stories like that. My mother told me that one time she was caught in a snowstorm where it was the snow, same thing, up to the rooftop. So you had to have somebody dig you out or dig out yourself like you were talking about. And that, I can imagine everybody was doing the same thing. So all of a sudden it looks like almost a bunch of gophers. Your heads pop up and then you're...
Yeah, basically, yeah. It kind of looks like some prairie dogs out there, you know?
Yeah, and, that's funny.
Yeah, well, you got to take care of your livestock, so you got to get out of the house, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, that was a good story. I'm glad you shared that with us. You keep warm out there.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be headed down to Houston with a mud pump going out to an oil well, so I'll get warm down there.
Yeah, good for you. It will be a little bit warmer. There's no question about that.
All righty. Well, have yourself a good night.
You too. And thanks for sharing. That was a good story. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Before we get to Nail the Score, if anybody else has a story that you want to share with us, you can do that as well. I think we have somebody else on the line with us too, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, and really quick, I want to rant, but before I do, the worst thing about the storms is bringing the rock salt back and worrying about some guy suing you because he slipped and fell on your driveway. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather used to say that all the time. We'll get sued every time we go over his house. Yeah.
Then that just in that anticipation of the storm coming and when you got to get all your, make sure your snowblower's working.
Oh, yeah.
With the carbon tax, we won't have snowblowers. We'll all be shoveling and we'll be dropping things of heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's great. But I'm not really in a lighthearted mood, but I just wanted to tell you, I only have a couple minutes here. I found these two newspapers on the train today. One is called Trade Winds, and it's about the international shipping newspaper. Because you know how I talked about trucks and railroads the other day and the carbon tax?
Yeah.
Well, the top story says that shipping faces a $25 billion annual tax, $15 to $25 billion by year 2020, unless ship owners accelerate attempts to cut carbon dioxide. And it goes on and on about what they're going to cost them for carbon dioxide. And, you know, these giant ships going across the sea. So now they're working on nuclear-powered ships. I guess they're going to, you know, won't have the emissions. But that's one thing to talk about, how your price is going to go up. And then over here on Financial Times of London, listen to this. Bloomberg, this guy didn't become the go from $7 billion to $12 billion overnight, but for nothing. He privately owned financial data. He bought a financially owned data company in Europe because listen to this quote. Where the hell is it? I'll make this. It's called New Energy Finance, and they do data about the carbon offsets. This is where it's going, America. The New Energy Finance calculates that trading volume in global carbon markets will rise from about $120 billion this year to about $2 trillion by 2020. You see, the rich folks that are behind this, they're not stupid. This is what they're doing. They're going to sucker you into this, and I try to give you these real-world examples about what's going on. And the last thing I'll say, and I'll get off. I was reading Reason magazine. Remember how all the tax money for a cigarette was supposed to go to the cigarette company? They use that to general funds. All that money's gone. All this carbon tax money, they're going to waste it, and CO2 levels won't go down. It's just a Ponzi scheme. Thanks, baby. I'll call you Sunday.
All right. It's interesting, and he feels the same way I do, that it is a sham that's being perpetrated on the American people. Great examples, Mark. Thanks. Nail the Score next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-777. 708-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bundle up even more if you live in the Midwest. More snow getting ready to dump on many of those pockets in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, for example. They're not the only ones getting the wicked white stuff and the weather. Here's a problem. Everybody wants snow for Christmas, but the clock of Mother Nature a little bit off as we're still, a week and a half away, 2 weeks away from, actually 2 weeks away from Christmas and the holidays, of course, Hanukkah and everything else that everybody celebrates. People like to see snow then. Maybe it'll stick around. Who knows? But not the wind. The wind that feels like it's cutting like a knife through your skin when you walk outside. I feel you. I understand. I've lived through some blizzards myself. Worst part, hands down, is probably shoveling the walkway. I don't know. You might have a different take on this. If you have lived in some winter weather, what's the worst part about serious amounts of snow piling up? We're going to ask our own technical director here right from the get-go on America Tonight, Matt Johnson. Matt, hands down, you grew up in a region with a lot of snow and wintry weather. The hardest part about dealing with it?
I think, it's definitely clearing off the driveway and the walkway. I think, because the cold weather, you can kind of escape that. You don't have to go outside if it's really nasty, like negative 10 below. You can get out of it, but you still have to go outside to clear the driveway whenever there's snow and it's work and you got to be outside. Sometimes it can be fun, but I don't know, after a couple times, and especially in January when it's always negative 10 out, then I could do without it.
Yeah, and you know what? You feel that fire across your back from leaning over and shoveling. I don't care what kind of shovel you get. I think I said this a couple of nights ago. I think it just takes everything out of you.
Not only that, but you can get the really heavy, wet snow, or you'll have just regular snow, but if it's really windy out, even if you use a snowblower, it's blowing all over the place, sometimes right back in your face. You have no idea where it's going. So I think clearing off the driveway and the walkway, that's probably the biggest pain.
Yeah, I agree. You might have a different take on this, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with you as we crisscross all over the place here on America Tonight. Coming up, we have Nailed the Score, and very excited about this because if somebody does nail the score, of course, we have a tremendous prize pack that includes cell phone, movie tickets, and many gift certificates to places that you'll get to eat all over the country in your neck of the woods, you know, like the Olive Gardens and stuff that pretty much everybody has, right? The DQ. There isn't a DQ, but it would be fun, actually, to have a DQ thing in there, I think. Who doesn't want the other kind of blizzard? So here's how it works, and it's coming up in another 7 minutes or so. Randomly, our big computer in Minneapolis chooses the game of the week. We roll it out. You call the digits that I just gave out, 800-259-5791. Pick one side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Just like the lottery, then you are locked and loaded, my friends, and maybe you'll be the next one to nail the score. Because actually, Andrew, who was filling in for Matt at GCN, picked the right score, the Giants beating the Cowboys. Shocking. 31-24. I was stunned when I looked through my list, but he did it. He's not eligible for any of the prizes, so that means whew, it's safe for all of you, right? Let's go to Jared in Illinois. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's in your mind?
It's just been one of them weeks. I had to go up to Green Bay and then down to Milwaukee. Been in the snow all week, so I kind of got a story for you on that. I remember when I was a kid, probably about 13 or 14 years old, woke up. One morning we had about like 6 feet of snow up there in Fargo, North Dakota.
Ooh.
And we had to tunnel out of our house there. It was kind of wild.
Yeah, so tunneling out, did everybody have to pitch in or 'cause that's a lot of digging?
Yeah, basically we just kind of started opening a window and started to bucket it out, you know.
Oof.
Into the house and
oof.
Kind of work our way back up, make some, you know, some ledges to walk up on, got on top of it, and all that good stuff.
Wow, that's, you know, and that, and
that's the worst one I remember, anyway.
Yeah, I've heard of stories like that. My mother told me that one time she was caught in a snowstorm where it was the snow, same thing, up to the rooftop, so you had to have somebody dig you out or dig out yourself like you were talking about, and that... I can imagine everybody was doing the same thing. So all of a sudden it looks like almost a bunch of gophers. Your heads pop up and then you're...
Yeah, basically, yeah. It kind of looked like some prairie dogs out there, you know?
Yeah, and, that's funny.
Yeah, well, you got to take care of your livestock, so you got to get out of the house, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, that was a good story. I'm glad you shared that with us. You keep warm out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be headed down to Houston with a mud pump going out to an oil well. So I'll get warm down there.
Yeah, good for you. It will be a little bit warmer. There's no question about that.
All righty. Well, have yourself a good night.
You too. And thanks for sharing. That was a good story. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Before we get to nail the score, if anybody else has a story that you want to share with us, you can do that as well. I think we have somebody else on the line with us too. Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon. Really quick, I want to rant, but before I do, the worst thing about the storms is bringing the rock salt back and worrying about some guy suing you because he slipped and fell on your driveway. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather used to say that all the time. We'll get sued. We'll get sued every time we go over his house. Yeah.
And then that just in that anticipation of the storm coming and when you got to get all your, make sure your snow blower's working.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With the carbon tax, we won't have snow blowers. We'll all be shoveling and we'll be dropping those heart attacks.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's great. But I'm not really in a lighthearted mood, but I just wanted to tell you, I only have a couple minutes here. I found these two newspapers on the train today. One is called Trade Winds, and it's about the international shipping newspaper. Because you know how I talked about trucks and railroads the other day and a carbon tax?
Yeah.
Well, the top story says that shipping faces a $25 billion annual tax, 15 to $25 billion by year 2020, unless ship owners accelerate attempts to cut carbon dioxide. And it goes on and on about what they're going to cost them for carbon dioxide. And, you know, these giant ships going across the sea. So now they're working on nuclear-powered ships. I guess they're going to, you know, won't have the emissions. But that's one thing to talk about how your price is going to go up. And then over here on Financial Times of London,
listen to this. Bloomberg, this guy didn't become the go from $7 billion to $12 billion overnight, but for nothing. He privately owned financial data. He bought a financially owned data company in Europe because listen to this quote. Where the hell is it? I'll make this. It's called New Energy Finance, and they do data about the carbon offsets. This is where it's going, America. The New Energy Finance calculates that trading volume in global carbon markets will rise from about $120 billion this year to about $2 trillion by 2020. You see, the rich folks that are behind this, they're not stupid. This is what they're doing. They're going to sucker you into this. And this is what this. I try to give you these real-world examples about what's going on. And the last thing I'll say, and I'll get off. I was reading Reason magazine. Remember how all the tax money for a cigarette was supposed to go to the cigarette company? They use that to general funds. All that money's gone. All this carbon tax money, they're going to waste it, and CO2 levels won't go down. It's just a Ponzi scheme. Thanks, baby. I'll call you Sunday.
All right. It's interesting, and he feels the same way I do, that it is a sham that's being perpetrated on the American people. Great examples, Mark. Thanks. Nail the score next.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, Go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
All right, week 14 in the NFL. You know what that means? Nitty gritty time. We're doing the nail the score thing, and I'm really got my fingers crossed that someone's going to win. I would love for somebody to be able to nail the score. It's a lot tougher than you think. I mean, it's random, you know. It's random numbers. It is like picking the lottery, no doubt. I was thinking about this today, too. Here you've got Brett Favre and you have Carson, of course. But in looking at Brett Favre and his career, and can you just imagine if the Vikings, and I know although I'm thinking the Saints are going to be so tough, I would say the Saints. I like the Saints going to the Super Bowl, but if the Vikings were to go to the Super Bowl and this guy has a chance to win the Super Bowl with the Vikings, what a thing that would be for him after all those years with Green Bay and the success there. And then to go and play for the Vikings and to elevate them that far and to go back to, it's the promised land, because all the accolades and all the individual stuff they don't care about. Most of the athletes, when you talk to them, it's about winning the championship in any of these sports, but definitely in the NFL, there's no question about it. So he would love to hoist the Lombardi once again, and maybe he will. 800-259-5791. It's interesting that the computer picked that game, too, because the Eagles and the Giants, that's a huge game as well. Also, the Colts. The Colts are hosting the Broncos, and the Broncos are 8-4. The Colts, of course, are perfect. That's a rather big game as well. But Bengals and the Vikings, 2 days, 10 hours. We'll be watching it. Let's take some more. Let's go out to, let's see here, Dave in Oregon. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kate. Well, since it's getting close to the end of the season, I'm not going to just make a random pick this week. I'm pulling out all the stops. I got my magic 8-ball.
I love it.
I asked it exactly what the score was for this week, and it told me Minnesota 27, Cincinnati 17.
Okay, 27-17. Another Vikings guess. You got it. That's a good one. I like it.
Take care of my prizes when you ship them my way.
I hope you win. Good luck. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You'll be watching the game, too, I'm sure. If you don't watch the game, probably then you're scouring the newspaper the next day. Or, hello, just get on the Internet. But Carson Palmer has, what, I want to say 16 touchdowns this season to Brett Favre's 28. And he's got over 2,500 yards. Brett Favre over 3,100 yards. It's an interesting matchup, I think, of these two teams, but Vikings are going to do this. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Kate?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but Cincinnati 24, Minnesota 17.
The audience doesn't like it, Rick.
Hey, I picked the last three teams.
You did. You did. That's true. You have. Absolutely.
I'm on a roll.
Probably better percentage than me. 24-17.
Well, you figure, you know, that getting towards the end of the season, his age is starting to wear against him quite far.
That's true. That's what people wondered when he started to run out of gas because of the age thing. It doesn't seem like it yet, though, the Rick. There doesn't seem to be, you know, last week, but still there's not that many chinks in the armor right now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, take care. Stay warm.
All right, you too. Boy, where I am, it's cold as well. In Dallas, they're having unusual weather. I can tell you right now, it's 30 degrees. Of course, most of you right now, and then there's wind chill, but most of you are suffering through worse temperatures than that. 800-259-5791. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford. Hello.
No. Hello.
Hello. We can hear you. Who do you like this week?
I think I'm going with Minnesota 31-28.
31-28, Minnesota. Okay, that's a good guess because they got the home field advantage. You'll see. We'll see what happens, Clifford. Stay warm. Okay, let's go to Chris, who's listening to us in Connecticut. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Freezing.
Hey, I was going to ask you that. I didn't talk to my mother today. She was in Connecticut. But I know, because she lives in Philly, but they'll go up to Connecticut or New York and for various things. And what's the temperature there?
20.
Oh, that's cold.
That's without the windshield factors. It's even colder.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that when you don't care about your hair and you just wear a mask over your head so that and you just have the little eye sticking out? You could care less. You look like a bank robber, but you don't care because you're not getting your face all chapped up. Yeah, I understand.
We stay inside.
Yeah, exactly. Stay inside if you can. Who do you like in this one? You like the Vikings or you like the Bengals?
Vikings.
Okay.
27-17.
27-17. No, somebody already has that. Dave in Oregon has it, so you got to just change
it
up.
Okay, make it 30-17.
Oh, that's a good one. A little lopsided. I like it. Okay, 30-17. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kate.
All right, thank you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know what? When the weather's like this, this is when I can't understand why you, the listeners, when I was asking about dogs, didn't talk me out of getting a dog. I have a great dog. He's a golden retriever. But guess what? You have to walk those dogs. You have to walk those dogs in the weather. And it's cold, and he wants to stay outside. Oh, well. Clarence in Kentucky, hello.
Hello?
Hey, Clarence, are you liking the Vikings or are you liking the Bengals?
Well, I'll tell you. Both teams will collapse at the end, but since they're playing each other, I'll take the Vikings.
That was good.
Because, you know, the Vikings are getting away from Adrian Peterson.
Right.
And the Bengals have sort of gave Cedric a bad attitude by picking up Johnson. So I figure someone has to win. So I'll go with Minnesota.
Minnesota. And what's the score going to be?
27-20.
27-20. That's good. Because we have a lot of like 24-20. But 27-20, I like Clarence. Maybe you're going to be the winner. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The game, if you just tuned in and you're thinking, why isn't she talking about healthcare reform? Why isn't she talking about what happened in Times Square? I don't understand. Where's the water cooler buzz? This is water cooler buzz. You could make a name for yourself if you nail the score. The computer randomly chose the game. The kickoff will be 1 o'clock Eastern time. The game will be the Bengals and the Vikings. Vikings are 10-2 on the season, and the Bengals are 9-3. Very, very big game, certainly for the people in Minnesota, because if anything, they're loving this team with Brett Favre and how well he's done, and to be on this kind of a role. I mean, the Vikings are going to be in it. It's a question of what happens in the playoffs. That's one thing that's tough to predict. Playoffs always so different than the regular season. And, you know, the Bengals are being cautious. They're not trying to wave the flags that, ooh, sweet, you know, here's where we are at this point in the season. We're out there. In 2006, remember, they were 8-5. They were a front runner in the AFC wild card. And I remember this clearly. I was doing a show for somebody, a sports show, and they lost their, and got a ton of calls from Cincinnati. Everybody was so juiced up. And then they lost their last three games to miss the postseason. So they kind of had this weird superstition thing going on, I heard, in the locker room. They don't want to, they're just focusing on the game ahead. And they're not trying to look too far down the road because they don't want to do that. They just want to keep playing and trying to get some consistency if they can find that. So Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson, and the Vikings, what are they, second in the league in scoring? They're averaging almost 30 points. To be specific, it's 29.9 points. And I think I said this already. Maybe I didn't, but they're certainly the leaders in yards per game. This will be a fun game to watch, and no doubt I had it on my radar to watch anyway, so I guess it's fair that the computer picked it then, if I look at it that way. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can email us guesses, too, at americatonight.net. I got a couple of these guesses, and I'm going to throw them in here. Here's one from Jesse. Jesse says, hey, Kate, this is the first time that I've emailed you. I'm going to tell you that I think the Vikings win this one, and I think they're going to just blow out Cincinnati. I like the score of 42-20. 42-20. All right, that stands out as an oddball score. Edna in Kansas, hope you're staying warm. Hi, Edna.
Hi.
Who do you like, Edna?
Oh, the Vikings.
That's a good guess. Vikings, what do you think?
Oh, 22-17.
I think you like that score, 22-17. You've told me that before.
Supposed to be my lucky number.
Oh, good. All right. Well, then that was a good way to pick them out. Good luck to you. I hope you nailed the score, Edna. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or email us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Here's one from Jake the Snake. Ooh, Jake the Snake. It's not the real Jake the Snake, the football player, but another Jake the Snake, I'm sure. Jake says, I like Cincinnati just to be a little bit different and mix it up. I think you had maybe two callers who picked the Bengals. I think the final score is going to be Cincinnati 27-14. All right, you're locked and loaded. We'll take more on the flip side. Dial these digits, 800-259-5791. Kate hanging out with you doing that nail the score thing.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You can call us 800-259-5791 or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. As long as you get it in by the top of the hour, we will get you locked and loaded here on America Tonight. The game of the week for Nail the Score, of course, the Vikings hosting the Bengals. Who do you think is going to win it? What do you think the final score will be? Let's go to Norman, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Norman.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. What's the temperature? Pretty cold, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's right now it's probably about 8 degrees.
Oof, that is cold.
Yeah, I'm picking the Vikings 34 to 10.
Ooh, 34 to 10. Okay, so you like that as a good statement game. I think there could be a big spread between the two of them. 34 to 10. My guess was 21-13, but I like yours. You are in the books, Norman, and maybe you're going to be our lucky winner.
Okay, thank you. You have a nice evening now.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Illinois, 8 degrees. What is it, Matt? What's the temperature? He's probably busy.
I was just going to tell you something, that when Chris in Connecticut called in and said it was 20 degrees,
mm-hmm.
that's shorts weather.
for Minnesotans, it is.
That's balmy. Right now, it's -1 with a -13 wind chill.
Oh, -1?
Yeah.
Oh, so do you just layer? Do you wear layered clothes? Do you have?
I got a sweatshirt on, and that's it. No coat today.
Are you lying? You don't have a coat when you walk
out? I am not lying.
Why do you not have a coat?
It's not that cold out.
Oh, you have to be kidding. So you'll leave?
I got a hat and gloves, though.
So when you leave the plush studios of GCN, you're going to walk out in just a sweatshirt?
That is correct.
Oh, that's so bad. That is so bad. It is brutal.
It's only December. I won't allow myself to wear a coat right now.
Oh.
And it just snowed. Usually I wait until it's negative, and it's been a couple days of snow. And we've only had one day of snow so far. So I won't give in to winter yet.
I won't give in. It's a wrestling match. Matt and Mother Nature.
That's right.
Who's going to win?
My dad yelled at me because I went over to do my parents' driveway on Wednesday morning, and he yelled at me for only doing it in a sweatshirt. And I said, I'm not giving in yet. I can't put the coat on yet. So
I love it. That is so funny. Yeah. So I thought about that when Chris said what it was. It is definitely cold, but not compared to some of these other temperatures out there, especially
cold for
Minnesota.
Texas maybe, but that's not cold here.
No. And that would be cold for Texas, but not for Minnesota. I agree.
Yeah, that's warm. Especially in January, if you can get above the teens and into the 20s.
Yeah.
You'll see some people in shorts. There are some crazy people up here.
Yeah, the whole polar bear thing when people do the swimming. I don't understand that.
I don't think I'm going to do that, though, because I don't like having heart attacks.
No, I don't get that. Jumping in the icy cold lake and, no way. I wouldn't do that either. But people do it. People do it. And not just in Minnesota, all over the place. It's big in New York, too. 800-259-5791. Last chance to get in before we close the betting windows, as they say. Ever go to the track? You go to the track and you see people frantically at the last minute running up to the window like they just got the greatest tip ever. And then once they're locked into the gate, once the horses are in the gate, and then they're off. And that's it, and you're too late if you didn't put your bet down. 800-259-5791. The game of the week is the Vikings and the Bengals. Dave in Vermont, howdy, Dave. He says Vikings 42-24. All right. You own that score. You own it. See if we can squeeze someone else in here. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Well, first of all, Pittsburgh let me down. They made me lose my first pick this week.
I know. That's brutal.
Well, anyway, Minnesota 23-20.
All right, 23-20 Minnesota. That's a good oddball guess. I like it. You're locked and loaded.
That hadn't been taken.
That hasn't been taken. 23-20, you got it.
All right, thank you. You have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have an excellent weekend. Let's head back to Kentucky. Faye in Kentucky, hello.
Yes, I would like to take the Vikings.
It's 47-38. Ooh, I love it. 47-38. And I think this is the first time. Is this the first time you've called us, Faye?
Yes, it is. I've been listening. Wow.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad that you called in. You could be the one. You know, this is like the person at the poker table. You're in it's beginner's luck, and all of a sudden they take the pot. You might take the pot.
Well, I've never had much luck before.
Well, who knows? This could be your lucky week. Thanks, Faye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Debbie has called us before in Kentucky. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just got off work. I'm glad.
Yeah, that's a good thing. When you're done and you walk out the door, you just let that air come out of your lungs, right?
Oh, it's cold. Yes, ma'am, it's cold. Lordy, I layer up. I'm one of them wusses. I don't like the cold.
I gotcha. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with the Bengals, I think. I think it's going to be a weird deal. And I'm going to say, I want to go for 2014 if you don't already have it.
All right, 2014. I don't have it, so you've got it.
All right. Have a good weekend, honey.
All right, you too. It's funny, you say, Debbie in Kentucky says the Bengals 2014. Rick in Illinois likes Cincinnati, but his guess was 24-17, right? So he's locked in on that one, and 2014 is Debbie's guess. Yeah. Key is, doesn't matter. Key is, you're just randomly picking those numbers and hoping that they pop up. Kind of like bingo, kind of like the lottery. You know, the lottery where people do the, a lot of people do that where they do the quick pick thing, which is probably wise because I always wondered this. Wouldn't it be the worst luck if you had certain numbers, like you just thought they were your lucky numbers and you had them and then for some reason, whatever, you didn't get to the store to buy the lottery tickets or your neighbor couldn't get the $5 from you to go get the lottery tickets or whatever. And those numbers, you, because you're used to checking them, and those numbers came up. I mean, Matt, can you imagine that? If the, if you were in that situation where you normally just, you know, throw a buck or two to go down to get a lottery ticket, and then the one week you cannot get there for some reason, or you're away, and then you find out what the numbers are, and then you hit those numbers across the board.
That would be so uber depressing that I just don't even want to think about it.
That's the same thing I think. I'm not overly superstitious or whatever, but I would not put myself in that situation on purpose.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I, you know what I'm saying? You, like, I pick, like, my nephew's birthday or something, and you start laying out these numbers, and then you just play them for a while, but that's how I am. I'd forget, or I wouldn't, there'd be weeks I wouldn't do it or something, and then if it came up, I can't even imagine. So I think the quick pick thing is better, too.
I think the majority of the winners do the quick pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so. And you hear weird stories, too, where, you know, people will spend lots of money in the lottery, crazy money, like hundreds of dollars, which is, you know, they just do. But then it's the person that just is throwing down a buck or two, they're winning.
I remember one year Randy Moss, when he was playing for the Vikings, the Powerball was super high, and he had said he spent like $1,000 on Powerball tickets. And I'm thinking, what do you need to win the Powerball for?
Right, because you already are making millions. Are you kidding me, dude? I don't get that either. There's something about that whole, that almost goes into the gambling edge, though, thing with athletes, because I've seen that before. You know, that's like Michael Jordan likes to put a little money down on the golf games that he's playing to give it that extra edge. A lot of people who golf, though, like to do that, even in your friendly hacker weekend games. All right, it's almost cutthroat, right, when it comes to Nail the Score, because all of you want to win. Hopefully, somebody does take the big prize this week. If not, there's always another week, but week 14 in the NFL. Good luck to everybody who played Nail the Score.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City!
What about Brett Favre?